Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, it's us, and we're back for episode four.
Four.
Of Potluck Dinner.
Yeah. I'm Ariel.
And I'm Dee Dee. And yeah, welcome to episode four.
Welcome to episode four.
Pot and Luck. Wow, you held a note for a very long time.
I did. I want to see how long I can hold it.
Well, you did a good job.
Thanks.
Perfection. Yo, so we just ate, we didn't eat the whole bucket of chicken, but we definitely had a bucket of chicken.
We had a bucket of chicken. I have never had a bucket of chicken before in my life. This is my first time.
Wow.
Having a bucket of chicken, because it's always been a box of chicken. A
box of chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was younger, we used to get the buckets.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a moment.
Yeah. Well, welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks to you.
Yeah. And I was watching these KFC commercials today, and I was like, yo, when's the last time you had KFC? And then we thought about it.
I literally cannot remember.
Can't. And it's definitely not since either of us moved up here. Because they're not really easily, they're not close. Well, there's one not too far from me now.
Popeyes dominates out here. Yeah, Kennedy's, sure. Crown.
Yeah. I've still never had Kennedy's fried chicken or Crown fried chicken.
I've had Crown fried chicken. I have Tasty Chicken. I used to have Tasty Chicken by my house. Mm-hmm. They're like all the same.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't had KFC.
Yeah. KFC definitely, for sure, 3 years I haven't had it.
Yeah.
Because I don't even remember the last time I ate it at home. So it's probably more than 3 years.
Has to be.
It has to be.
Well, let us say, it was delicious.
Oh my gosh. 11 herbs and spices.
And spices.
Ooh. And then we got the spicy kind too.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good.
Man, I pulled that skin back.
Ooh. It had a big old cluster of spice. Mm-hmm. Mm. My mouth is watering. I didn't even have another piece.
And those biscuits.
Oh, those biscuits were to die for. They were fantastic.
Yum. Mm-hmm. So thank you. We had family dinner.
Yeah, we had a family dinner. Oh my gosh. So
we got
cool.
The KFC at home.
So I wanted to tell you guys a funny story. I started to tell Ari. So Sky, I know. Said he was walking his dog in the park in Williamsburg, and his dog likes to get into stuff. Like, he just finds stuff and he's always eating it or whatever. So he'd found something to eat one night, and when they got home, the dog was just like really like just acting really like doofy, and he was ravenously hungry. Like, he went and attacked his bowl and just ate it with much gusto. So he's thinking something's wrong with the dog. Because then he eats and then he just rolls over and it's just like, meh, like groaning. Takes his dog to the vet, emergency room, and the doctor's like, whatever he ate, it's fine. He'll pass it, whatever. And he's like, I need you to run tests. I need you to run tests my dog. What is wrong with my dog? There's something wrong. And he's like, no tests need to be run. This is the vet now. No tests need to be run. Your dog ate marijuana. Okay? And he's like, what? No. There's no way he wouldn't eat marijuana. I don't have marijuana in my house. And he was like, well, were you outside with your dog? Were you at the park? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, trust me, I'm a vet in Brooklyn. Your dog ate marijuana.
Man. And so, if there's anyone to know about marijuana, it's a vet in Brooklyn.
Exactly. 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 Right.
Marijuana and dogs.
Marijuana and dogs. Exactly. Like, he's seen it so many times. He can tell when a dog has eaten marijuana or a marijuana roach.
That's hilarious.
It is, right?
I think it's funny.
Me too. But then, like you were saying, it makes me wonder, like, what are regionally the things that vets always just like, it's this, it's not,
right,
blah, blah, blah.
Because I'm sure in suburbs, they're not worrying about their dogs eating weed,
right,
and when they bring it into the vet. So like in Tennessee, like, is it gonna be like, my dog shot himself in the face because we just leave our guns lying around?
Oh my god.
Or, I don't know, like, god. What is it like in California? Like, my dog caught a cramp while he was doing yoga or something like that. Like,
or got stung by a jellyfish.
Yeah. What are the common
things where they just know that nothing's wrong with your dog. Right. It's this.
Yeah. What do you think it is in Florida or in Florida? Miami?
Maybe a dog eating a lizard or an iguana.
A dog eating a lizard or an iguana. I'm trying to think of what it would be like for Connecticut. It's hard to say because I didn't have a pet.
Yeah, I don't know.
That did things.
Yeah, but I mean, like, of course, like, well, down in South Florida, I really don't know much about North Florida. I'm not sure if they have iguanas up there. I don't know if they've gone that far.
Gotcha.
But yeah, for the whole of Florida, I don't know, maybe like sea lice, where you would think, you've never heard of sea lice?
No.
Oh, really? Yeah, the water, there's sea lice, and so they, it's kind of like chiggers, and they like get into your skin, and it's gross. So maybe dogs will have sea lice, maybe, or like they think it's something else. They think it's ticks, but it's like, no, they're not ticks. It's sea lice. I feel like it might be something like that.
Wow.
Because you can get sea lice all over Florida if you're in the coast.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's gross.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that people have, like, heard of that.
Lice by the sea.
Sea lice.
Gross.
Yeah. And did you know that lice is actually, like, the plural form of louse? Did you know that?
Is that where lousy comes from?
That was the first thing I said. That was the first thing I asked. Oh my God, that's so crazy. When I found out that louse was the first, like the singular form, and I was like, is that where lousy? Oh my God, that's so funny. I don't know. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but here we go. Sea louse / sea lice. It's gross. Oh, come on. Tell me more about it. The sea louse, plural sea lice, is a copepod within the order of the blah, blah, blah family. There are around 559 species and 37 genera. Let's see. Sea lice are marine parasites that feed on the mucus, epidermal tissue, and blood host of host marine fish. However, humans can get it too. Yeah, it's gross.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
We got too much to look out for.
I know.
We got to worry about sea lice, too? We can't be immune from sea lice?
No, we can't be immune from sea lice. Yeah, they get into your belly.
Bullshit.
And they look like chiggers.
I'm going to get in the ocean.
A lot of people don't know about chiggers, either. I think that's like a regional thing.
It's got to be.
Yeah. We don't have them in South Florida, but like in the South, they have chiggers. And they like get into your skin, and the way to get them out is like with acetone or some shit. I know, right?
First of all, they're like, animals are like, get out of my way, get out of my house,
right?
You're not welcome here.
Get out of here.
Get out of my, I did not send for you.
No,
I did not welcome you here.
Please
you
leave.
Rang my, I'm looking at you like a Jehovah's Witness right now.
Please leave. I saw something on Facebook today, because I have been on there recently a lot.
And yo, wait. Once you told me about that thing, I was on your page. I was like, nah, I had to scroll down. No, I didn't even see it. I was like, okay.
I've been on now. But it was something about, like, how to thwart mosquitoes from biting you while you're outside.
Tell me about it.
Oh, my God. It was, you take, like, a cup of water, some brown sugar and active yeast. You put that in, like, and you get like a 2-liter bottle and cut it in half, and you put the solvent on the bottom half, and then the top half you turn it inside out. Well, not inside out, but you put it top in, and then you just tape it together, and then mosquitoes flock to it because they love the smell of the sweetness, and they just go inside and drown in the solution.
Wow.
Kind of like the same way with like the apple cider vinegar.
Right, with the fruit flies.
And fruit flies, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
And they showed the bottle, and it had, like, 20 mosquitoes in there.
Wow.
I know.
So, how, wait, do you... Oh, you leave the top off.
Yeah. Obviously. Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah. And then the ice cream sandwich thing, man, on Facebook. We got to make that.
I'm all about the quick, easy desserts.
Yeah.
Especially when it involves ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, my gosh. That's all you have to say. Say no more. Say no more. Ice cream sandwiches are dope.
They are my favorite treat.
Oh, my gosh. Like, yes.
Really makes me think of childhood. Yeah. Like, out of all ice cream treats, ice cream sandwiches are the one. Ice cream sandwiches,
for sure. And then when they made chocolate chip ice cream sandwiches. What? Just like,
you know what I used to love? The Oreo ones.
Oh my god, those are so good.
Like, once I found those,
yeah,
man,
those are so good.
I would save my money during the week at lunch so I can get like the ice cream sandwich on Friday or something like that. Like, yeah, I treated myself to that, and that was my lunch. So. Oh, man. And people would be like, oh my gosh, you're just eating ice cream, and I'd be like, yep. Like, man, stink. Like, why was I stink? Like, they could have had it too, but like,
I had it. So, boo to you. Speaking of ice cream, there used to be this ice cream that I really loved, and I guess they stopped making it. And it used to be like this fancy ice cream cake. It was called Viennetta or Vienna or something like that.
Wait a second, was that the one with the it had like the shaved chocolate, yes, on the sides? Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Why did they stop making those? Oh my gosh, those were my favorite.
Good. Those are good. My grandma loved those. Ooh. And whenever she would get it, I'd be like, yeah, grandma got the ice cream.
Yo, what were grandma they called? Got the Viennetta, ice cream. Vienna. Oh my god. Yo, that ice cream was
bomb. And it was like a red box, right?
Yeah, they had a red. Well, they came in like different. Well, initially, I think it was the red box.
Okay.
And that's what it was for a very long time. And then they started coming out with, like, different flavors where it was, like, all white chocolate.
Wow. I don't think I ever had those fancy flavors.
Yeah. And then I think they had one with, like, caramel in it. Oh, my God. Viennetta. I don't know. Viennetta ice cream cake? Viennetta. All right. That's what it was. See? Yeah, they had it. The blue one.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God. Why'd they stop making this?
I don't know. Like, what was this ice cream about?
I have no idea. Close up of the Viennetta. Viennetta is an ice cream product made by Unilever factories and sold under the various Heart brand logos around the world. Viennetta comes in many flavors, including chocolate, mint, pistachio, and pineapple. Wow. I don't think I would eat pineapple or pistachio because I hate pistachio. Availability. Wait, launched originally as a multi-portion dessert product, it has been so successful after being launched throughout KFC and Pizza Hut restaurants that Unilever owners of Walls has produced many flavors and size variants, turning Viennetta into a worldwide multi-million pound brand.
Wow.
What? That's crazy. Viennetta is sparsely available in the United States, and Unilever no longer produces the brand in Canada. It is sold in Australia under the Streets brand. Wow, look at that.
So we had it for a limited time only.
Yeah.
God said, enjoy your time with
it. Enjoy your time with it. Man, what I wouldn't give for a Vienna. It was just crunchy and just delicious.
I love shaved chocolate.
Me too.
Like, I'm not a fan of chocolate, as I normally tell you guys. But I don't know why I do that. I'm going to stop. But, but shaved chocolate is so yummy when it's like has vanilla involved.
Yeah. It's just delicious.
All right.
Yeah, that was that fancy ice cream. Anywho, so what was we smoking on today?
So we had cheese.
Cheese.
Cheese. That was the strain that we had today. And it is a hybrid weed.
It's a hybrid leaf?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like almost everything that we smoke these days is like a hybrid.
Probably.
Like, I don't think we've had anything where that's like the original strand lately.
It says that it comes from the UK, or that it was, it started there. Mm-hmm. And that it's said to descend from a skunk number one phenotype, whose pungent aroma made it stand out. Breeders like Big Buddha Seeds later introduced Afghani indica genetics to increase cheese's trichome production and yields. I don't know.
Lots of words that are not making sense to me, but whatever.
Right. So, it actually tastes like cheese.
It does. It tastes like cheese popcorn.
Yeah. And, I like it.
Me too. It's like a smooth high.
It makes you very chill.
Yeah.
For sure. Very chill. And, we laugh.
Yeah, definitely. I feel a little syrupy. Yeah. Because, like, when we smoked Tsunami, that was, like, a clean, like... It was crisp.
I feel like we're never gonna get that again.
My God.
I wish we didn't have that first.
Damn, I wish the same now, because like I'm setting everything to this bar of Tsunami.
That was like the perfect one.
It was perfect. That's a crackhead
thing, chasing that high.
Oh, I'm on. I just need that. I just need it. You know you ain't got no teeth now. We just do all those drugs.
I need it.
I just need to hang that high. Okay, now get out of here with your no teeth. Head, so. Why don't they ever have teeth? Where did their teeth go? Do they eat them? Are they hungry?
I think.
They sold them.
Oh.
They sold them for more crack. I'll give you my tooth, dog. Yank it right out.
What am I going to do with a tooth?
What the fuck am I going to do with a tooth? But I feel like somebody has said that before. I really do.
Probably. They'll give them anything.
They really do. I call my toe for you, dog. I don't need it. Just for a hit. You gonna cut off your whole toe?
Yo, to the point in Jungle Fever where he was dancing for his
crocodile?
Yeah.
Or alligator? Gator. Ooh, mm.
Like, really?
He was shit. Gator, you gotta stop. Ooh, and his daddy bust that barrel right through him, but he was scary when he was dancing like that.
Yeah, he just looks all the way scary in general.
He does. Samuel L. Jackson just has a very scary face. There's nothing warm or like, hi, daddy, can we have a chat? No, he always looks like he always, I would always feel like I was in trouble.
Yeah.
Even when he was on Eve's Bayou and he was supposed to be like this smooth, debonair guy. And I was like, you look like you about to go beat somebody right now.
He is like the poster child for angry black man.
Yeah.
But like, it's not his fault.
Oh.
We're not saying that. He's always
been so angry. Isn't he like the highest paid actor?
I don't know if he's the highest paid actor or he's the most bankable actor. I don't really know. I know he's definitely been in the most movies.
Okay, that's what it is. He's been in the most movies.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's been in so many movies.
He's been in so many movies. I feel like none of them are really like those underground movies. I feel like almost every movie he's been in has been like went to the theater.
He wasn't coming to America.
Yes, child.
Even if it was for a minute, he wasn't coming. And it was a good moment.
Yeah.
The movie.
That was in the theater. All of his movies have gone to the theater. The ones that he's been in.
And he's been on Broadway, I believe.
I don't doubt it.
Okay. Here's to you, Samuel Jackson.
To you. Cheers to you. Do you know that song? What?
It was by.
Oh my gosh, I don't remember. I'll be your angel. Oh man, you probably were too young. No, because you know what? I'm not saying, like, when I was 13, how old were you when I was 13? You were 10? Yeah, so I was listening to different things. It's really weird because, like, when I'm 16, you're 13, so you're probably not listening to the same stuff when I was 16 or watching the same things. So, I think that song came out when I was like 12. So, you're probably 9 and probably not listening to that. But I know you have an older sister, so.
I mean, the song is not familiar.
Let me see. But I would understand why you hadn't heard it.
Yeah.
Cheers to. There we go. It was by Playa.
You know, Playa is one of those groups that I've heard, but I don't know their song.
Yeah. That's the only song I know, I remember of theirs. Cheers to you. Yeah. And they, like, the dance, the way they were like, cheers to you. Did you guys have a glass in your hand? Out of here. One of the guys died. He was the one who sang the hook on Lollipop.
With Lil Wayne Lollipop?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, he passed away. He passed away before the video aired. Oh. Or was released or something.
What happened to him?
I don't know. I think he was in a car accident.
Dang.
Yeah. Static. I think that was his name.
That's crazy. That just happened. That song was huge.
Yeah. Well.
I listen to that song right now.
Yeah, right?
I did get tired of that song for a little while, though.
Ugh. It was sickening.
Yeah.
There was one point where I was just sick of Lil Wayne. Like, I could not hear his voice anymore. He was on everybody's hooks. Then he had his own songs. Like, I was like, I've listened to 5 songs and each song has had Lil Wayne in it.
If you listen to the radio now, it's pretty much like all Young Money or it's all Chris Brown.
Yeah. Wow. They all have their moments.
Yeah.
Like, there was one point in time where it was T-Pain. T-Pain was on everybody's hook.
Right.
And then he had his own songs. Drake was on everybody's hook. Future was on everybody's hook. Trying to think. Who else has been that person?
Besides Lil Wayne.
Chris Brown, too.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, Chris Brown.
Still be on people.
Yeah. Name. Trying to think now.
I feel like Ty Dolla $ign is about to be the next one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's so cute. Yeah, Ty Dolla $ign for sure. I think that's it. That's the only ones I can think of right now. That was like where you were just getting sick of them. Like, you are on everybody's song.
I didn't get sick of T-Pain.
I never got sick of T-Pain because I love him.
Yeah, I didn't get sick of T-Pain. I didn't get sick of Lil Wayne on other people's songs. I just got sick of his songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got sick of, like, all of his songs were a hit. Like, I got sick of 6'7".
Yeah.
Yeah, I got sick of that one, too.
Sick of that.
But it's like, I did like it for a while.
Yeah.
It's just like, man.
I'm tired of hearing this song. Please stop it.
Again?
Right. When they would play it, like, twice in one night, like, ugh.
And when you're regularly driving, it's just like.
Right. And then you flip over to another station.
And it's like, I ain't got no music other music to listen to.
Right. Oh, man, that's shitty.
Man, plights of a driver, man.
Plights of a driver. Have you ever had it where there are two different stations are playing the same song?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Isn't that awful? And it's the song that you don't want to hear?
It's like, why?
Why?
And then, like, the last resort for me would have been the oldie station.
Yeah. Or Light FM.
Yeah, you'd be like, damn it.
Ah!
Like, you're like, shit.
I know that we've talked about this before. Because I distinctly remember the conversation. But our Light FM down south goes, 101.5 Light FM.
Ours goes, Light 100.5 WRCH.
I love it. They don't do those anymore. Damn. So like Magic 1. So our oldie goldie station is Magic 102.7. Magic 102.7.
Yo. Do all the old stations sound like that? Oh my gosh. I can't remember what. Because ours was called, it was 102.9, but they called it Big D 103.
Okay.
They rounded up.
They rounded it up?
I didn't know that you could round up in radio, but they...
Hey.
They rounded up. I can't remember their jingle, though. Big D. Oh, Big D 103. Yeah.
They all sound like that. Magic 102.7. I don't remember them for any other station, though.
Man, it's crazy because it was Big D 103, like, oldies. Like, they played from, like, doo-wop until, like, I want to say the 70s was, mm-hmm. like, their range.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then one day, like, when I started driving, like, I turned and listened to it, and it's a rock station now. I was like, whoa.
It's crazy. It's so crazy how they do that. So, like, we had this station, 103.5, and it just came out of nowhere when we were in, like, middle or high school. So, like, 16. This new station comes. It's 103.5, and it's called Planet Radio. And then when I got into college, this was my sophomore year, it just, like, changed like that out of nowhere. And they were just playing, like, hip-hop, but they had no DJs. So I will never forget it. The way that they were getting people to tune in was they were playing Missy Elliott's. And I know I've told you guys this story before. They were playing Missy Elliott's Pussy Don't Fail Me Now. But they did not block out Pussy. And we were just like, Emma's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I know for sure that they were paying a lot of fines to the SEC. But if it was a way to get people to start listening to the station. And then the first set of DJs was, like, the Baker Boys. They would be on in the morning. So, like, the Baker Boys had their, like, morning show. And then for the rest of the day, there was no DJs. And then they started, like, poaching DJs from the other radio stations, the other hip-hop radio stations. Wow. So, like, something Marky D. Prince Marky D from the Fat Boys. He's a DJ down south.
Oh, cool.
And so he was working at 99 Jams. And then you hear Prince Marky D on 103.5. And then Papa Keith left 99 Jams. And he was on 103.5. Wow. Like, so this started growing, and then Nina Chantel came, and all these people. Nina Chantel sounds just like fucking Angela Yee. Like, they all have the same raspy or textured voice, as they call it. So, yeah. So 103.5, out of nowhere, becomes this hip-hop station. And then, out of nowhere, it turns into a Hispanic station. So we had it for, like, a good 3 years, and then one day I went to turn
that's
to it.
That's it?
Yeah. That's it.
That was quick.
Good 3 years, and then I went to click it, and it was a Hispanic station. But that didn't last long, because it went right back to hip-hop. Like, no. It went back to the way it was for Planet Radio, but Planet Radio was like, you know, they played some new jams. They maybe played some Usher, some Beyonce, but nothing. They would never play 2 Chainz on there.
Right,
so
okay.
So it was like
pop R&B.
Yeah, pop and R&B. It turned into that. And then it went back to hip-hop, and it's still hip-hop now.
Wow.
So yeah.
I wonder, like, what makes them decide to go through the changes?
Yeah, it's different owners.
For the same.
Yeah, different owners, and they get to decide how their radio station goes. And I only know that because of Frasier. On Frasier, the radio station, it was like talk radio, and so but they were having budget cuts, and so they were firing some people. But they wanted Frasier to go and, like, talk to the man and tell him, like, "Hey, don't fire these good people." So they had him lead, and he goes and he's talking to the owner. He's like, "I need to speak to the owner of the radio station." He's like, "You know, this is unfair what you're doing, and, you know, people are laid off," and he's like, "You know." He was like, "We're here and we're standing up for our rights." And he's like, "You know what? Thank you, Frasier. I'm going to stand up for my rights too." Because I think his name was like Charles Smith. And then he's like, "I'm no longer Charles Smith. I'm Carlos Santiago. And now this station is all Spanish music all the time." And then they turned the whole radio station into a Spanish radio station.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
so
funny.
So went from talk radio to... So, but that's the thing. Yeah, the owners can decide what they want.
Yeah, that happened on Martin, too, when they went to
country. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
country.
Right. That is right. That's definitely right. Yeah. So, yeah, but it's so crazy how that one, 103.5, fluctuated so much. And, I mean, for very long, or for the most part of my life, it wasn't even a radio station. It came about when I was, like, about 16 or 17 years old. Yeah, and then, like... West Palm Beach has their own radio station, but if you're close enough, you can, like, pick up on it. And it's called, like, X103, and it's another hip-hop station, but theirs is whack. I'm sorry. 99 Jams, I'm going to tell y'all this, and this goes is the best hip-hop radio station. They're so good. They don't replay the jams a lot. Like,
I'm going to listen tomorrow at work.
Yeah, you'll hear a jam, and then maybe in another 3-4 hours, you'll hear it again. You won't hear it again back-to-back in the next hour.
That's good.
And they just mix it up. It's just really good.
You know what is weird, and I'm thinking about it, is how you get attached to a radio station.
Mm, yeah.
So, like, you know, when you go to that radio station and it's something different, it's just like, whoa.
Yeah.
This was not this yesterday.
Right, right.
It's like, what do you do? It's
yeah.
like, do I listen? No, I don't want to listen to this. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
And you had to do that so many times.
So many times with 103.5.
For one radio station.
Yeah. And I had stopped listening to them anyway because they had Star and Buckwild as their morning show. Mm-hmm. And I hated that morning show.
Yeah.
It was obnoxious.
Don't blame you.
So then when they picked up the Steve Harvey morning show, that's when I started listening again.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And so, like, 99 Jams, like, Ricky Smiley was the first national, like, morning show we had. Because we used to have our own, like, local morning show.
Yeah.
With the guys. And they were actually, like, super, super funny. and then Ricky Smiley came out of nowhere. And they started playing him on there.
Yeah, I remember when we first got Ricky Smiley, too. And I was just like, this the dude from Comic View?
Yeah.
On the radio?
I like listening on Tuesdays. Paternity Test Tuesday.
I know, I think all of them are pretty good.
Yeah.
I've listened to Steve Harvey, Ricky, and Tom Joyner.
Oh, Tom Joyner.
Yeah, Tom Joyner wasn't bad.
But you wasn't listening when It's Your World was on.
No. It's your world.
Yes. Don't you know you can't fake it? It's your world. Look. I wish I could just find one episode for us to listen to. I wish. It used to be so good. That I listened to it at like 10. I mean, I was 10 years old. I'll never forget it. Getting dressed, listening to It's Your World on the way to school.
Yeah, I didn't start listening to Tom Jordan until I was like, I'm not an adult.
Okay. But yeah, Tom Jordan just started to get like really boring after a while. I don't even know why I enjoyed it as a child. Because I used to like to listen to it, but then it just seemed like they were just getting older. Like, and so I was like, no, y'all are just old now. Because when I was a kid, you guys were in your 30s, you know, and cute and fun. Now that I'm in my 20s, you guys are in your 50s and 60s. And you guys are boring senior citizens.
I don't think it was that bad. Like, when I was listening, you know, like, in the morning, going to work, because it was so early. I was there. I was, like, getting... Sure, I was always late for the most part. But like, it came on at, what, 6 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't want to hear anything, like, too crazy in the morning time. Although I probably should have.
I don't really know any really crazy morning shows like that back then.
Not crazy morning shows, but, like, people who are loud.
Oh, yeah, 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 for sure.
And stuff like that.
Nephew Tommy, that nigga is loud.
Loud.
Like, shush.
Loud.
Why are you yelling?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So... Yeah.
I don't know. Tom Joyner always sounded like he was thirsty. He always sounded like he needed to take a sip of coffee. Just shh, shh, shh. The Tom Joyner cruise. People went on that. They still go on it.
Yeah. One of my friends went on there.
Oh my God. That's such an old people thing.
She went with her mom. But she said it was really fun.
I bet.
She was just like, yo, she was like, I was partying with all these celebrities in front of I was little. She was like, you turned the corner and it's Salt and Pepper like right there.
Hell no.
I was like, oh wow. She said it was like a lot of fun. I was like, all right.
Okay. Okay. A Tom Joyner cruise. I'm not going on it.
Oh, what's one thing that you think is too old for you to ever do?
The Tom Joyner cruise.
Besides the Tom
Joyner. I'm always gonna be too young for that. I will always be too young for that cruise.
Oh my gosh.
Always. I don't know. What's something that you feel like you would always be too young to do?
Yeah, buffets, like senior buffets.
Ooh, I will always be too old for that.
Like hometown buffet.
Oh, hometown buffet. Don't sleep.
I don't like hometown buffet.
Don't sleep. Mm-hmm. Oh man, that roast beef and the mashed potatoes.
I can't do it.
Ooh. And they're stuffing. They make it with cornbread. What? You're sleeping.
Oh my gosh. So speaking of cornbread. I was on one of my job Facebooks or whatever, and someone had put up a meme, like whatever page that they had liked, and it said like, pick one, and it was a pan of Jiffy cornbread and then a pan of just said cornbread, and it was like, which do you choose? And like the first comment was like, I'm confused, like aren't they the same thing? And I'm sitting here like, what the hell is the difference? Like, do you mean like cornbread from scratch,
yeah,
or cornbread from the box,
right?
Which otherwise, but then some people were just like, I like cornbread, and I'm just like, I need help with figuring out which.
But
one
Jiffy
is
cornbread,
right? And I do love me some Jiffy.
Ooh, I love me some Jiffy.
I love how the edges get so crispy.
Mm-hmm. I add sweet corn to it and bake it.
Oh, I never had it like that.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I must make it for you.
I heard that that is how Trader Joe's cornbread mix.
Oh, it has corn in it?
Mm-hmm. Mm. And someone said it tastes just like Jiffy. Like, it's as good as Jiffy.
Look at that. Mm. Yeah, I like to mix sweet corn into there.
Okay.
Into the batter and bake it. And it's absolutely delicious. You must try my
cornbread. Like, what kind of taste does it?
It makes it more corny.
More corny?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it just adds this, like, extra corn sweet taste to it. Boy, black people love them some food. How come KFC don't make cornbread?
I don't know.
They don't eat cornbread in Tennessee? Or white people don't eat cornbread
Maybe
in Tennessee?
Maybe they have regional stuff in certain in certain areas. I would hope that they would have it down there.
Yeah. No, because the KFC down south doesn't have cornbread. But Boston Market does. Do they eat cornbread in Boston?
I feel like they eat corn muffins.
Corn muffins.
In Boston.
Corn muffins are pretty good, too.
Yeah. If you hear a dog in the background, it's my roommate's dog. It's a new addition.
New addition to the fam.
To the home.
Yeah. So we wanted to talk about the difference between sativa and...
Indica.
It's looking like indica is is that the typical one that you see on, like, you know, weed stuff, or is it the skinny one? Now I feel like I've seen both.
I feel like I see the skinny one more.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the skinny one is the sativa. Indica is the fatter, wider leaves. And cannabis is one of the oldest crops known to mankind, with records of its cultivation dating back thousands of years. Wow. So sativa plants are tall, loosely branched, and have long, narrow leaves. They are usually grown outdoors and can reach heights of up to 20 feet. Wow. Indica plants are short, densely branched, and have wider leaves. They are better suited for growing indoors. Let's see. The effects. Besides appearance, indica and sativa plants are commonly believed to have different effects on their user. These effects include: sativa is uplifting and energetic, cerebral, spacey, or hallucinogenic, and it's best suited for day use.
That's my favorite. Of the two.
Yeah. And indica is relaxing, calming, a body buzz, or a couch lock. And is best suited for night use.
Those are fun too, though.
Yeah, definitely. Depends on, you know, what you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
You know, if you got to get up early in the morning or whatever, or you got to be up early in the morning and you like to wake and bake, maybe an indica is not the one that you want to be smoking, because you're going to be
probably
ready to go to sleep when you get to work. Or, you know, if you're trying to go to bed, you're sleepy, and you smoke some weed to try to help, a sativa strain would not be a good choice.
Right, like you wouldn't drink green tea before bedtime.
Right. Exactly. Does green tea have a lot of caffeine in it?
I'm assuming so.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like black tea would probably have more. But
probably.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
That or coffee.
Yeah. Or Red Bull.
You're not doing
Even though some people do that. I don't know how. Those people are monsters.
They're jacked.
They're jazzed up off of that Red Bull. Jazz. Do you have a favorite out of the two? Do you like indica better than sativa?
Yeah, I like sativa better.
Okay, so you like the being awake and alert.
Yeah, I don't like feeling like sleepy and like groggy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The weed I have at home definitely like
I'd be right. out. I feel like for the most part, like I'm just, I don't know, I just feel like I'd rather be alert than tired.
Right.
Like unless it's bedtime.
Right.
But if I'm at someone else's house and like let's say they happen to have weed and it happens to be an indica and I'm just like I feel the sleep coming on, I'm just like I get nervous because I don't want to fall asleep at someone else's house.
Right. Right.
Which I've done before. I've taken a nap right on someone's like I'm gonna lay right here.
Yeah, I have to nap. I have to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And there's
nothing I don't like that feeling.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm usually home, so I'll just knock right out on my couch.
Right.
And it's great. It's great. And you wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, oh,
but if you
when did I fall asleep? And I know it was 8:45 when I was smoking, so I didn't fall asleep. Like, that was the last time I looked at the time, and
yeah,
it was 8:45, and it's the best sleep ever.
Just feeling
like
sick.
You sink into the bed. Oh, my gosh. I love that.
Well rested.
I love that. I don't like having bad dreams, though. That's no fun.
No.
Having bad dreams. Do you have anything that, like, triggers bad dreams for you? Like, if you watch a scary movie, would you have bad dreams that night?
I might not have scary... It might not be a scary dream, but I feel like I probably would be involved in it. I just might not be scared.
Mm.
But I do notice that if I watch, like, an action movie or things with, like, running in it, I'm doing that in my dream.
Mm.
Yeah. So, there's always running in horror movies.
Yeah, always.
Mm-hmm.
Spicy food for me. I always have, like, bad dreams whenever I eat spicy food, like, right before bed or something, like, that has, like, that's high in, like, citric acid or something. I'll have bad dreams.
Wow.
Yeah. And if I go to bed hungry, I have bad dreams.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Oh, it is a nightmare to go to bed hungry. And sometimes it's not even like, I mean, at this point, I don't have to go to bed hungry, but it's like, I don't want to get up.
Right. You'd be lazy.
Yeah, being lazy. And I'm like, my laziness is overriding this hunger. So
word.
I'm going to sleep. Like, I don't feel like getting up to do anything.
Man.
I don't want to fix a bowl of cereal.
Yo, that type of lazy, I thought it was just me.
Mm-mm.
That is super lazy.
I'll be so hungry, and I'm like, oh, I cannot get out of the bed.
I'm just going to go to sleep right now.
Yeah, and I'm just like, screw it. I'm going to go to sleep.
Good night.
Yeah. And then I have bad dreams. Not all the time, but oftentimes when I have my bad dreams, that's what happened the night before. And I remember talking about this where, like, you know, if you take vitamins, I think it's B6, it helps you dream better. And it definitely does. Like, anytime I don't take my vitamin B6, I dream less. And then if I take it, I will have so many dreams and I'll remember them.
Wow, I feel like I don't really remember my dreams anymore.
Yeah, I always remember my dreams. But, like, the other day, maybe Monday morning, I was having a dream, of course, you know, from Sunday night until Monday morning. I woke up. It was a terrible dream. I don't remember what was going on in it, but I knew it was a bad dream because I made myself wake up. I was like, wake up. You got to wake up because this is a dream and it's bad. And then I woke up and I was like, jeez, thank God I'm done with this dream. But I couldn't remember what happened. Like, totally was out of my brain.
Wow.
As soon as I woke up, all I know is that I was having a bad dream, but I can't remember what it was. I wish I could. I know it had a lot of ladies in it, whatever it was. It was like a lot of ladies. And I'm wondering, was it the night when I was trying to watch Real Housewives of New York? Probably.
Speaking of Real Housewives, I watched the reunion for Real Housewives of Atlanta since I watched enough episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't do it next season.
Was it a shit show?
It was just insane. Like, they had brought the therapist back on, and he was on reunion, and Nene started crying, and they were all, like, hugging her, and it was just...
I won't be watching it. I stopped watching it, like, mid-season.
Just gotta go.
I couldn't take it any... I have not watched since Apollo came into the house acting crazy.
Yeah, they arguing about nothing.
Yeah.
They have nothing better to do.
Yeah, so I haven't seen it since then. I was like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
For this show. And then, did you watch Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
Yeah.
On Monday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I watched it yesterday. I want to say, 2 days ago. I don't think I could do this show that much more either.
Khadija and Jock.
Her name is Khadija. It's not Khadija.
Khadija.
Oh.
She was beating him with a belt. She tied him up to the bed and beat him with that belt. She poured chocolate sauce all over his face. She was waterboarding him with that chocolate sauce. And then beat him with a belt.
I didn't see that.
You need to watch that episode again because I don't know how you didn't see that. That was like a major scene.
I was busy in the kitchen like washing dishes at one point. So that must have been the point where
you missed
I was.
It. You missed it.
Because I saw where Carly and Rashida went at it. That was last episode, right?
Probably because I came in towards the end.
Oh.
Or not, I had missed 15 minutes of it.
Gotcha. I think what I was supposed to see as well in the episode was Jocelyn and Stevie J in counseling or something like that. Mm-hmm. I talked to a counselor. I saw when Mimi and Stevie J met up in church. Yeah, that happened
okay.
too. But yeah, I must have missed that part.
Yeah. She was beating Jock because what's her name? Because
the girl sent her the tape. She fought with the girl, YouTube, right?
I mean the iPod.
Right.
Or iPad, whatever.
Yeah.
And then so she took that same iPad and she got herself dressed up all nice and sexy and, you know, lured Jock into bed and taped him down and whatever with the handcuffs and stuff like that. She got on top of him and then she was like, "Ooh, baby, don't you like this?" And she was like, "Well, and, you know, I figured that it must be something that you like because Cena did it for you." And then she like shows him the video. He likes, like his face just goes like ice. And then she gets off of him and starts beating him with a belt.
Oh my gosh. That is insane.
It was black misery. It was black misery. Like, she had chocolate, because the thing was Cena, you know, Cena had the chocolate strawberries and stuff like that. And she's like, "Oh, you sucking toes too, you nasty nigga." Like, she was mad. "You nasty motherfucker." Like,
oh,
that's what she got.
Oh, my God.
It was disgusting.
That's...
It was crazy. And I tweeted, I was like, "This is unreal. This, I cannot believe that this is happening. This isn't real."
None of it was, like, for the entire episode, I was like... We went from one fight to another fight to another fight.
It was
with
unreal.
Different people. And
yeah.
I was like, all these people were arguing at the same time. I was like, I don't know. I don't know.
Craziness. Scrappy not paying child support.
Oh, yeah, because him and Erica were mm-hmm. in the little thing. Man, guys.
Craziness. And then, like... Marry Me got canceled.
So many shows got canceled.
So many shows got canceled.
CSI got canceled.
Yeah. It got canceled?
Mm-hmm.
Or, okay. But good.
Got canceled.
Finally. God.
Along with American Idol, that was another finally.
Thank God.
How's it going?
Sick of that show.
How's it going?
How did it last for so long?
I don't know.
Like, how is The Voice still going on? Like... Get rid of these shows.
The only thing is like, I don't know any of these stars that they make of it. Like, the last American Idol I remember was Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
She was, like, number 6.
Right.
And they're about to be 15 next year.
Yeah, like,
next year is the last one.
Exactly.
Wild.
Wild. So wild. So you think you can... Like, who watches Dances with the Stars? Who is watching that show?
Tons of people still watch
that. God, why? Why?
Yeah.
It's not that good of a show. It really isn't. I hate the judges. They're idiots.
I never got into Dancing with the Stars. Or So You Think You Can Dance.
I never got into So You Think You Can Dance.
My sister watched So You Think You Can Dance. Sometimes I'll watch with her. But like they would be like they would be good dancers, you know.
I did watch the season of Dancing with the Stars with Warren Sapp. That's the only one I really watched.
I saw clips of Alfonso Ribeiro doing it because he did the Carlton dance on there.
Did he win? Stars. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was no way he wasn't going to win.
Yeah, it's kind of like cheating.
Come on.
He was a dancer.
Like, he's a really good dancer. Like, he's a really good dancer.
Thanks, I know.
Yeah. He was a clear, surefire win.
Yeah.
That's not fair. But yeah, who's watching that? The Voice. Do people watch that? Nobody watches The Voice.
The Voice. That's the one where they turn on their chair, right, and they hit that buzzer.
Yeah.
It's just, so many gimmicks.
Yeah.
Into one show.
And what's that other one? America's Got Talent? Oh, my God. Get rid of that show.
Yeah, that one's really stupid. Because you can do anything you want. Like, you could, play kazoo. Like.
You can blink.
Yeah.
America's Got Talent. Look, I can blink and wink and make a song while I blink my eyes. Okay, whatever. Get out of here. Nobody gives a fuck. Oh, I can control my spider with my brain.
Right.
What?
They will let Americans do anything on television.
Americans will do anything on TV. Did you still like to watch game shows when you were younger?
Of course.
Do you wish there were more?
I wish they would do it like they were back then.
Yeah,
but the game shows they have now are kind of like pointless and stupid.
Right. What game shows do they have now anymore?
I know they have stuff with celebrities now. I think it's one's hosted by Jane Lynch.
Oh yeah, that one where they're on the couch.
Yeah, okay, that one. I know they still do Deal or No Deal.
Yeah. Price is Right is still there.
Price is Right, yeah. That one's still
Jeopardy.
Yeah, Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. I don't know any other game shows. I think they still do have Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I think so too.
Because Terry Crews, I believe, hosts that one now.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh wow.
Yeah, but I used to watch, back in the day, I used to watch, Supermarket Sweep.
Oh, and, yeah.
Even on, CBS, I used to watch, with my mom, Hollywood Squares.
Oh, Hollywood Squares. I loved Hollywood Squares.
What else? What other game shows? I love those dating game shows from back in the day.
Yes. To Be or Not to Be. Was that what it was called?
To Be or Not to Be. There's Change of Heart.
Change of Heart.
The
Newlywed Game.
I think that's still that now. Newlywed Game. Yeah. That one was a good one.
Blind Date.
Blind Date. Yeah, Blind Date. Blind Date was great. And what's the 2-1-2-1? Love Connection. Love Connection. Love Connection. We'll be back in
2-2. He hosts a game show. It's called Bingo or Word Lingo. Lingo.
Oh.
It's like bingo with words.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you have to, spell the words, and then when you spell the words, you'll get, a different letter.
Let's not forget those game shows on Nickelodeon, Double Dare.
Double Dare, Hello, Double Legends Dare. Of the Hidden Temple.
Right.
Guts. Oh, okay, I'm and I'm waiting for my family. We're number one.
Yeah. Diddy from Miami, show us your guts.
They were always doing that finger.
Number one.
The number one finger. Oh, but you don't remember Finders Keepers, right? You don't remember that show.
No, but you showed it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to go into the closet and find shit.
Oh, man. So funny. Yeah, game shows are great.
Game shows are great. Damn. Were there any other ones on Nickelodeon? No, what was it? The Wild and Crazy Kids. Yeah, that one. Carmen Sandiego, hello. Oh my God, how cool did you get that?
Forgot about that one.
Oh my God, Carmen Sandiego.
That one was a great one.
Oh yeah, those are some good game shows, yeah, man. You had some good ones. But Carmen Sandiego used to come on PBS. That was the Learning Channel. The channel where you learn.
You watched a lot of PBS.
Oh my gosh, so much.
Back in the day. I actually heard, I feel like they have a mini series or something like that that I kind of wanted to watch.
Oh, yeah?
But I don't remember what it was. Mm. But I'm sure I need to go on their website to check it out.
Downton Abbey is still on.
I think it's about to be ending. Oh, really? I think it's up for its last season.
This is the last season.
Like, the upcoming season will be its last.
Gotcha. Huh.
You stopped watching that, right?
Yeah, I stopped watching it after they killed Matthew off. I was like, what is the point of watching the show? They killed off Matthew. They killed off Sybil. They took away Mrs. O'Brien. They took away Thomas. Like, all of the good people. Like, why am I watching the show? Why am I watching the show?
What are we fighting about?
What are we fighting about? Oh, now you're yelling. Well, I'm yelling because I don't know what we're fighting about. We're always fighting about something. Oh my gosh. I was watching Veep. And like, there are some people who are just like really good bullshitters. And they just never say anything. And so on Veep, she has her friend, you know, working as her, her campaign manager. There we go. She has her friend like an acting campaign manager. And then every time they would ask her something, she was like, you know, I think that's a really good question. And I think there are two sides to this, you know? And it's something that we should all think about. You said absolutely nothing.
That is so funny.
But there are people who do that. And so, like, I've been watching Silicon Valley, too. And it's like, I wonder if this is what's really happening. Because there's this guy who works for one of the major, like, tech companies, which is, it's supposed to be, like, Google. It's called Hooli. And they have him. He's, like, the executive director of dream management. And it's like, what the fuck does he do? He doesn't even know. He's like, why am I being promoted? And they're like, you're going to get triple the salary. And you're going to be the head of the dream marketing or whatever. Dream management. And it's like, what? So, but I wonder if, like, are there people out there who are just, like, who just have jobs and they're not actually doing anything in that job?
I'm sure.
Making millions and millions of dollars?
I'm sure.
Ugh.
You're the director of ideas.
Yeah. You're the director of rainbows and butterflies.
You are the CEO of clouds.
Like,
the
what?
Chief cloud officer.
Yeah, chief cloud officer.
I like the sounds of that.
Chief officer of fun. You're the COF.
I like the sounds of that, too.
I'll be the chief officer of fun. Why not? But what are we actually doing? What do you do? I'm going to get to that level where I'm actually not doing anything.
I bet you Richard Branson has a cool title.
Probably. What does he do?
He's the guy who founded Virgin.
Oh, yeah.
Airline and Records.
I was like, is he the cool guy? No. Yeah.
I'm sure his title is like the Virginator or something like that. That would be my title.
Probably. But was he really a smart businessman? Or that's the thing, because sometimes I feel like there's really dumb people in these super smart positions, and I'm like, but clearly you are smart because...
Yeah, he had to be.
You found
smart.
A way to get yourself here even though you are a bubbling idiot. Not to say, I'm not talking about Richard, but there are some people in these positions, you're just like, what? You're not saying anything. Like, I was watching House of Lies, and this guy came in.
That show was good for that.
Yeah, and I'm like, what are y'all are not talking about anything. Nothing. There's nothing...
Sometimes it was hard for me to like follow their cases because I'm just like, I don't know what they're doing.
Same here. And I was like, is this how the consulting world is? I don't even know the consulting. I don't even know who I would go to think about as a consultant. Like, is Deloitte? Do they do the same thing?
Oh,
like,
I don't know.
Right. They're a consulting firm. And who even knew to, like, go and find these people to help them make their...
And how did they get into that job?
Yeah. Like, my old roommate, she works at a company that's supposed to, like, come in and do stuff like that. Like, they measure analytics. And I guess I do know somebody who works in that field. Yeah, and they just, like, basic, but it was really how to make your place of business a better place for your employees, and to make it a happier place for your employees to work. So they would like do surveys and see like, you know, what people were doing and if they were qualified for that position or if they actually were capable to do that position and if they were better suited somewhere else. But it wasn't really like what they do on House of Lies. I still am not quite sure what they're doing.
They run plays on House of Lies.
Yeah.
It's like football.
I'm really not quite sure what they do. Do they, how they get the people more money? They change their marketing stuff? Like, what is it that they're doing?
It's just a jargon soup.
I'm so confused. So confused. And still, like I said, I think I said this on a different episode, or maybe I just said it to you. I still don't feel like that role was written for a black person.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
I don't think so. But, hey, whatever. I like the show.
Yeah, I didn't watch, like, the season finale or anything like that. I feel like I still have a couple more episodes to watch. But it's still good to me.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that they did not write that for a black person.
Yeah, they definitely didn't write that for a black person. Yeah.
Some of that shit is just not believable.
It's not. And that's my thing.
It's not believable. It's just not believable. Whatsoever.
Right. So, like, okay. So, this past episode of Black-ish. Dre was trying to tell Bo that little Andre is a Republican. And she's like, oh, she was saying all these different things. And then it said 20 minutes later. I'm like, that's not real.
Right.
She is a doctor. Right. She's not a fool.
Right.
She knows what a Republican is.
I was so
is.
Confused. I'm like, why is this going on?
Why is this going on for so long?
And the same thing with the mom.
Right. But at least grandma. That one, hers didn't go for that long.
Right.
Like, she picked it up after the second time he said it.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
It was annoying. That's unreal.
She is a little bit annoying on the show.
I feel like that, too. I feel like Dre's annoying to me, too.
So who do you like on the show?
Nobody, actually.
I love Charlie. He's so funny.
He gets on my last nerve. I really don't like
him. He gets on your nerves? I'm sure if I were around him, he'd get on my nerves.
He gets on my nerves.
But he is so funny to me. They give him the best lines.
He's just such a nigra. That's what I don't like about him. He just so...
That's
like,
what I love about him.
Look at where he's working. I'm sorry. With that kind of mentality, he would not be working there. I'm sorry.
What if he's just really good at what if he ends up, I don't know, what if he just had that one project that like he did by
how
accident?
Did he even get to that job though? Like, he is a hood nigga. Like,
I feel like he probably found him by
Charlie
accident.
Is not polished at all.
He probably meant to, like, you know,
like, is he somebody's assistant? No, because he'd be working on accounts.
Yeah, he's always in that room.
Yes, so he is an actual, like, exec. How bitch, how? Like, I don't like anybody on that show. I like the grandfather.
Okay, it seemed like him and the grandma switched spots. He's like not on the show really anymore.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I like him, but I don't like any of the kids.
Dang, none Mm-mm. of the kids? Mm-mm. Not even Jack?
No, Jack gets on my nerves too.
But you hate Diane.
I hate Diane. I hate Diane.
Damn.
And I wasn't quite sure what it was that I didn't like about her, but on the Mother's Day episode, that's when I was like, see? Because she would do some shitty shit like that. That's not cute. It's cute when you're, like, sassy or whatever, but she was just a plain bitch. Like, she was mean.
Diane is definitely my favorite, but I was so disappointed by the Mother's Day episode when she played those tricks on Jack.
Yeah, she's just nasty.
So disappointed.
Ugh. Like, why would you do that? To your twin brother. Just get in on it and work together. Like, I feel like she's unnecessarily mean. It's not even sassy anymore. She's just a mean little girl.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like about her. And thank you, writers, for showing me. I was like, this is my little girl that I do not like. I cannot stand her character. Because Zoe gets on my nerves.
Why?
I just don't like her. I think out of all the kids, I'd probably be like Dre Jr. the most. Because he's really not, he's not trying to be anything that he's not. He is just him. Like, I'm a mixed kid who goes to school And, like, I have some black friends. I have a lot of white friends. And I'm just trying to figure it all out. Like, I feel like he's not trying to be anything. Like, he likes chess. And he likes War of the World or whatever, you know, board game that they're World playing. World of
Warcraft.
Yeah, World of Warcraft. There we go. You know, he likes Harry Potter. And he's not ashamed to say it. Like, Zoe, I feel like she would like Harry Potter. But because she's trying to be so cool, she doesn't want anybody to know. That's what I don't like about Zoe. And then Jack is just dumb.
But he's also six.
Okay, but look at his sister, who's the crazy psychopath. Like, did she steal all the scents? They're nurtured in the same home. So, and I'm talking about these people as if they're real. But they were nurtured in the same home. So he had definitely had the opportunity to be as smart and conniving as Diane.
What do you think about having two conniving twins?
That would be god-awful. But see, it's not. He's not the act. He's not the opposite. He's not super kind and goes out of his way like right. that. You know, he's just there, like a bump on a log, and whatever. I just do some dumb stuff sometimes.
Dee's thoughts on Black-ish.
Yes, those are my thoughts. I really don't like the show. However, you know, you need a pastime, and I'm caught up on all my shows. So I was like, ugh, I guess I'll watch Black-ish.
Man,
and there are some moments that are funny. Don't get me wrong, there are some moments that are funny, but I have yet to find any character where I'm just like, I love this show and I have to watch it for them.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't have that experience with the show. Sorry, Black-ish.
That's all right. As long as you get on the Empire bandwagon, that's all that matters.
Ooh, Empire. I'm on it, but I hate the show. I really do. I despise the show.
But she's excited to watch.
I'm excited for next season. Like, every time I see the commercials, whenever I'm watching, like, a Fox show, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait for Empire to come back. Even though I think it's a shitty show. The acting is awful. I'm sorry. They are doing too much acting. That's what it is. They are overacting for these roles. And it's just like, calm down. So it makes me laugh when I'm like, you guys, y'all are acting. You got this isn't real.
Method acting.
Like, it's cracking me up because I'm like, y'all are making it seem like y'all really believe that.
I think Tarantino does believe.
I feel like he is ready to go.
Whatever he's saying.
I feel like he's ready to go talk to CNN and do... let everybody know about the IPO. I feel like Terrence Howard, not Lionel, or whatever the hell his name is, Linus. What is his name on the show?
Lucius,
there we go. I feel like it's not going to be Lucius that's going to be going to CNN. It's really going to be Terrence Howard talking about the IPO for Empire. Y'all better put your stocks into Empire now. Yes, before they go public.
I would never invest in Empire.
Neither would I.
I would never invest in
that place. Is a shit show.
Like, who would do that nowadays?
No, I'm not. They're crazy. I would need to know a lot more. If I had the funds to be able to invest in a company, I need to know about the people who are running the business.
Word.
Like, y'all doing some shady shit. You trying right. to... Your wife was in prison for 17 years.
And all of a sudden, she's just back out.
Yeah. And all at Empire...
sudden, all of a sudden, 17 years later.
Right. All of a sudden. But y'all not even supposed to be cool. And now she's working there. And she's the head, this person of that and that. What kind of fuckery is going on here?
I didn't see her in Forbes.
Right.
What was going on?
Right. Right. Exactly. Well...
I just want, so you heard that they have Zac Efron is supposed to be.
That's what I heard. Is that real or did somebody just make that up?
I don't know.
I need to see Fox tweet that.